I was called to an incident here this morning in Bower Lane, right on the school busy period, so 8:15 this morning. There was a house fire involving three floors of a property where the initial report was there was a family trapped inside. Thankfully, having now extinguished the fire and searched the property, the family were out doing their school run. Only the family dog was inside, who unfortunately passed away in the incident. We now do some community safety work with the neighbouring properties so that we can make sure their smoke detectors are working, they're happy with their electrical safety. And if you need any more information from Kent Fire and Rescue, check out our website, and there's lots of information and help on there, so we can either come and visit or give you advice relevant to your house. Now, the fire spread was very quick with inside the property. It's almost open plan. And our priority was the search and rescue to make sure nobody was inside. So whilst the incident was running for 15 minutes before we fully extinguished the fire damage is quite significant inside, but thankfully contained. It's an end of terrace. We stopped it spreading to the adjoining property, and there's very little damage to the property next door. We've spoken to the occupier. She's obviously distraught that the family pet has died in the incident, and being so close to Christmas, there's an awful lot to get your head round. But we're trying our best to get the everything as normal as possible for her, so her next steps with her accommodation and engagement insurance companies. From an indicative point of view, it may well be an electrical incident, but we're not at the point to say for certain. We certainly have done no forensic analysis at this point. We've got some fire investigators here just really for the family to understand more about maybe how the fire started, but there's certainly no malicious cause, and at the moment nothing to indicate there was any huge problems that caused the fire. It was maybe something accidental.